Changing technologies are opening the door to new ways that satellite data can benefit society.
This is a special series of Innovation Now, taking an inside look at how NASA puts Earth observations to work for you.
Most air quality satellites are in polar orbit. While new higher resolution instruments on the satellites produce crisper images, these satellites only pass over the same region once a day or less. But NASA's TEMPO mission is about to change that. Here's Tracy Holloway from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, who leads NASA's Health and Air Quality Applied Sciences team.
Another big advance is the launching of what are called geostationary satellites. And these orbit with the Earth so that they keep their eye on the same region throughout the day. And this allows the satellites to provide ongoing hourly or sub-hourly information over a single region. Right now, we don't have geostationary satellites for air pollution, with the exception of maybe forest fires. But in 2023, there's a new satellite going up over the United States called TEMPO. And TEMPO will give us NO2 data, SO2, and other pollutants on an hourly basis. So this is really a game changer.
For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.